Hi, this is Dr. Abhishek Soni. Today I'm going to discuss with you another topic, that is hepatorenal syndrome. So what is hepatorenal syndrome? Hepatorenal syndrome, often abbreviated as HRS, is a life-threatening medical condition that consists of the rapid deterioration in kidney function in individuals with liver cirrhosis or permanent liver failure. HRS is unusually fatal unless a liver transplant is performed. Although various treatments such as dialysis can be preventive measures for the advancement of this condition, HRS can affect individuals with cirrhosis, severe alcoholic hepatitis, or liver failure, and usually occur when liver function deteriorates rapidly because of the sudden insult such as an infection, bleeding in gastrointestinal tract, or overuse of the diuretic medications. HRS is a relatively common complication of the cirrhosis, occurring in 18% of the population within 1 year of their diagnosis and 39% within 5 years of their diagnosis. Deteriorating liver function is believed to cause changes in the circulation that supplies the intestine, alternating blood flow and the blood vessel stone in the kidney. And the kidney failure of HRS is a consequence of these changes in the blood flow, rather than direct damage to the kidney itself. The diagnosis of the hepatorenal syndrome is based on the laboratory test of the individual susceptible to the condition. Two forms of the hepatorenal syndrome has been identified, type 1 and type 2. Type 1 HRS entails a rapidly progressive decline in the kidney function, while type 2 HRS is associated with ascites, fluid accumulation in abdomen, and that does not improve with standard diuretic medication. So what is the classification? Hepatorenal syndrome is particularly a common type of the kidney failure that affects individuals with liver cirrhosis and less commonly with the permanent liver failure. The syndrome involves constriction of the blood vessels of the kidney and dilatation of the blood vessels in the spontaneous circulation, which supplies the intestine. The classification of the hepatorenal syndrome identified two categories of the kidney failure, termed as type 1 and type 2 HRS, which both occur in an individual with either cirrhosis or permanent liver failure. In both categories, the deterioration in the kidney function is quantified either by an elevation in creatinine level in the blood or by decreased clearance of the creatinine in the urine. So what is type 1 hepatorenal syndrome? Type 1 hepatorenal syndrome is characterized by the rapid progressive kidney failure. Progressive kidney failure with a doubling of the serum creatinine to level greater than 221 micromole per liter or 2.5 milligram per deciliter, or a halving of the creatinine clearance to less than 20 ml per minute over a period of less than 2 weeks. The prognosis of the individual with type 1 HRS is particularly grim, with a mortality rate exceeding 50% after 1 month. Patients with type 1 HRS are usually ill, may have a low blood pressure. Repeat, there is low blood pressure in these individuals and may require therapy with drugs to improve strengthen of the muscle of the heart contraction, like inotropes or the other drugs to maintain the blood pressure, like vasopressors. Unlike type 2, in type 1 hepatorenal syndrome, the renal failure improves with the treatment and stabilizes. Vasoconstrictors and volume expanders are the mainstay of the treatment. So what are the mainstay of the treatment? Vasoconstrictors and the volume expanders are the mainstay of the treatment. So what is type 2 hepatorenal syndrome? In contrast, type 2 HRS is slower in onset and progression and is not associated with inciting events. It is defined as an increase in the serum creatinine level to more than 133 micromole per liter or more than 1.5 milligram per deciliter, or a creatinine clearance less than 40 ml per minute and a urine sodium less than 10 micromole per liter. It also carries a poor outlook with a median survival of approximately 6 months unless the affected individual undergoes a liver transplantation. So liver transplantation is very important. Type 2 HRS is though to be a part of the spectrum of the illness associated with increased pressure in the portal vein circulation, which begin with the development of the fluid in the abdomen, commonly called ascites. The spectrum continues with diuretic resistance ascites, where kidney are unable to excrete sufficient sodium to clear the fluid even by the use of the diuretic medications. most individuals with type 2 HRS have diuretic resistant type of the ascites. So type 2 HRS has diuretic resistant type of ascites before they develop deterioration in the kidney function. So what are the signs and symptoms? So both the type of the hepatorenal syndromes share the three major components. So what are the three major components? First is the altered liver function. Second is the abnormality in the circulation. Third is the kidney failure. So what are the three components? Altered liver function, abnormalities in circulation, and kidney failure. As these phenomena may not necessarily produce symptoms until late in their course, individuals with hepatorenal syndromes are typically diagnosed with the condition on the basis of the altered laboratory test. Most people who develop HRS have cirrhosis and may have the signs and symptoms of the same, which can include jaundice, altered mental status, evidence of the decreased nutrition, and the presence of the ascites. So what are the symptoms, signs which are commonly present? Jaundice, altered mental status, evidence of the decreased nutrition, and presence of the ascites. Especially the production of the ascites that is resistant to the use of the diuretic medication is characteristic of the type 2 HRS. So what is the characteristic of the type 2 HRS? There is production of ascites which is resistant to diuretics. Diuretic resistant ascites can develop in type 2 HRS. Oliguria, which is a decrease in the urine volume, may also occur as a consequence of the renal failure. However, some individual with HRS continues to produce a normal amount of the urine. As these signs and symptoms may not necessarily occur in HRS, they are not included in the major and the minor criteria for making a diagnosis of this condition. Instead, HRS is diagnosed in an individual at risk of the condition on the basis of the result of the laboratory test and exclusion of other causes. So what are the causes of HRS? Hepatorenal syndrome usually affects individuals with cirrhosis and elevated pressure in the portal vein, portal hypertension. While the HRS may develop in any other type of the cirrhosis, it is common in individuals with alcoholic cirrhosis. Particularly if there is a concomitant alcoholic hepatitis identifiable on the liver biopsies, HRS can also occur in individual without cirrhosis but with acute onset of the liver failure, termed as fulminant liver failure. Certain precipitants of the HRS has been identified in the vulnerable individual with cirrhosis or the fulminant liver failure. These includes bacterial infection, acute alcoholic hepatitis, bleeding in the upper gastrointestinal tract, spontaneous bacterial peritonitis in which the infection of the ascites fluid takes place and is the most common precipitant of the HRS in cirrhotic liver individuals. HRS can also sometimes be triggered by the treatment of the complications of the liver diseases. Iatrogenic precipitants of the HRS include aggressive use of the diuretic medications or the removal of the large volume of the ascites by the paracentesis from the abdominal cavity without compensating for the fluid loss by the intravenous replacement. So how to diagnose the case? There can be many causes of kidney failure in individual cirrhosis or fulminant liver failure. Consequently, it is challengeable to distinguish hepatorenal syndrome from other entities that cause kidney failure in the setting of advanced liver disease. As a result, the additional major and the minor criteria has been developed to assist in the diagnosis of the hepatorenal syndrome. The major criteria includes portal hypertension, kidney failure, absence of the shock, infection, recent treatment with medications that affect the function of the kidney, nephrotoxins, and fluid losses. The absence of such sustained improvement in the kidney function despite treatment with 1.5 liters of the intravenous normal saline, the absence of the protein urea, and the absence of the kidney disease or the obstruction of the kidney outflow as seen in the ultrasound. The minor criteria are as follows, like low urine volume, less than 500 ml, low sodium concentration in the urine, urine osmolarity is greater than that of the blood, the absence of the red blood cells in the urine, and the serum sodium concentration of less than 130 millimole per liter. Many other diseases of the kidney are associated with liver diseases and must be excluded before making a diagnosis of the hepatorenal syndrome. Individuals with the pre-renal kidney failure do not have damage to the kidney, but as an individual with HRS have a kidney dysfunction due to the decreased blood flow to the kidneys, also Similarly to the HRS, pre-renal kidney failure causes the formation of the urine that has very low sodium concentration. In contrast to the HRS, however, pre-renal kidney failure usually responds to the treatment with intravenous fluid, resulting in reduction in the serum creatinine and increased excretion of the sodium. Acute tubercular necrosis, ATN, involves damage of the tubules of the kidney and can be a complication of an individual with cirrhosis because of the exposure to the toxic medication or the development of the decreased blood pressure. Because of the damage to the tubules, ATN affects the kidney, usually are unable to maximally reabsorb sodium from the urine. As a result, ATN can be distinguished from the HRS on the basis of the laboratory testing, and as an individual with ATN will have a urine sodium measurement that are much higher than in HRS. However, this may not always be in case a cirrhotic. Individual with ATN may also have evidence of the hyaline cast. So there will be an hyaline cast or the muddy brown cast in the urine or on microscopy, whereas the urine of the individual with HRS is typically devoid of the cellular material as the kidney has not been directly injured. Some viral infections of the liver, like including hepatitis B, C, can also lead to the inflammation of the glomerulus of the kidney. Other causes of the kidney failure in individual with liver disease includes drug toxicity, like that of the antibiotic like gentamicin, and or the contrast nephropathy caused by the intravenous administration of the contrast agents used for the medical imaging test. So these are the causes of the hepatorenal syndrome. Thanks for watching.